I wanted to step back and try to make some seder in this again, and some of the stuff that I'm going to say we said already, and some of it's new machshavas and going on, but I want to try and say it and try to say it with as wide an ambit as possible. So maybe we'll try to keep the questions to a minimum. I'm going to try and finish by 12:30. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to. I think if I'm not finished by 12:30, I'll keep going. And those who have to leave, but you'll hear it in the recording. But I want to say, try to say at least a davar shalom. So we had to begin with, we had a machlokes in Gemara of Huna and Pia Barav. How to understand Rav Yosi's memory that in Amad, God is Rav Yosi, God is Rav Yosi, God is Rav Yosi, so Rav Huna said, Akol means to make, Kamesha God there. And Rashi says it means whatever he says he expended. And Chiyah Barav says to make Kanim Bezer. So the question in Chiyah Barav, Tosfos says explicitly, is why is this different than every Yared? Every Yared, even in the Sodash Eina Asriel Yitot, you still have to pay the Yitzias. So here, even if we'll say that it's that the Sodah is not Asriel to be Goyed with Avonim, what does it matter? The Maisi is a Yared, he was Mashpiach the Sodah together Avonim. Even if it's mechitzis chitzonius, but the mashviach the soda. So why don't you have to pay your share in the yitzias? So the Ramban's answer is that really there's a concept of tol we have from the Goyim that you can say tol itzecha v'tzei. The Ramban holds that you can only say tol by a soda she ena hasu yolita. By a soda hasu yolita, we don't believe you when you say tol, and therefore you can't say tol doesn't mean anything. Based on that, the Ramban says that that's the pshat in Chiyah Barav. Chiyah Barav holds that the soda is asuyo to be goyed with kanim bezo. What does that mean? It's asuyo to be goyed with kanim bezo. I mean, if it's asuyo for kanim, it's asuyo for kanim. How did the bezo creep in? So the Ramban says it's asuyo for an intrusive barzusa unless you can find kanim bezo, and then it's asuyo for kanim bezo. That's what people do. People do either intrusive barzusa or when the kanim are on sale, and they do a gedek kanim. So it's called to the soda is asuyo for gedek kanim. So anything beyond that, you can say toil. But up to Kanim, you can't say toil, and therefore up to Kanim, you have to be mishtatif. That's how the Ramban learns. That works very, very well, very nicely. But it's based on the Ramban Shita that you can only say toil when the Soda Sheina Su Yolita. That's how he's able to make this distinction. We know that the Rosh Mamitsi is toil. The Rosh Mamitsi holds you can say toil across the board. So this Mahalach is not going to work for the Rosh. Manashah, if you can say toil over here, you shouldn't have to pay anything. And if you can't say toll, you should have to pay all of the yitzias. So how do we get this middle thing of kanim bezel? So for the Rosh, we still don't have a solution. Tosfos asked the question also. Why is this different every year? Every year, even the Sodash Enes Yolita, you still have to pay the yitzias. Tosfos says, because you could say, with the disagaling and trusa basusa, but there's an ansade that if you had kanim bezel, you would have been goyed with kanim bezel, so therefore you pay kanim bezel. So it's not clear in Tosfos. Two things. First of all, what's the teretz? I mean, why is this, at the end of the day, if you can say l'di saigli v'nitusar bazuzo, so by every year, you can say l'di saigli that there shouldn't be eitzim over here. After all, it's a soda shein nasa yulito. So what does Tosfos b'chal mean? And secondly, if already it helps to say l'di saigli, so why didn't Tosfos say simply l'di saigli v'geder kanim? Why do you have to say this jiu-jitsu, really, disagili with nothing at all. But there's an ansadi, b'tusa bazuza, but there's an ansadi that he would want to get a kind of, that he would want kind of mizoil. So the mele, it settles at kanim bezel. What he should have said, like Rashi says, the disagili to get a kind of. So the two problems in Taisha. The basic problem, b'chal, what's Taisha saying? And then, if already, why is he saying it in such a complicated way? So the mahalach that we said, is that Tosfos is also basically saying a kind of toil. It's also derech the Ramban. You can say toil. He doesn't use the words toil. Well, toil comes from the Goyim. It's not a lashon gemara. Tosfos doesn't have to use that language. And bechal maybe toil. He doesn't want to use the word toil because it's not a literal toil. It's not as if it's on his property and he's saying, you know, bring the moving trucks and cart it away. He's saying mitzidi, I don't need it. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't need it. So it's a kind of toil. And Tosfos also holds you can only do that to what the soda, but you can't do it, but you can only do that for what the soda is not a suya for. What the soda is a suya for, That you have to, you can't say, on that you can't say Tov. Al derech the Ramban. So basically, Tosis is saying, comes out more or less like the Ramban, that it's really, with Nisagli, just another way of saying Tov. I don't really want your Rabbanim. But Kanim I want. So why did Tosis say such a fancy way, that I don't want anything, really Nisagli, Tosubazusa, I could do without any Gedder at all, but there's an Ansadli, that a cheap Gedder of Kanim I would go for. Why did Tosis say it in such a fancy way? So he said, because Tosis was addressing a side question. Why Bezoil? If it's Sagalei Bekanim, so paid the Mekanim, where did the Bezoil come in? So therefore, Tosis says that it goes in this more complicated way. He's Sagalei with nothing at all, but there's an Ansadi, the Kanim Bezoil, I would also be Sagalei with. There's a little bit of a doichik in that, because it comes out that Tosis is only saying this last piece of Tosis, he's saying to address a question that he never asked. Tosis never asked the question, why Bezoil? Like there's very sosum in Tosis. If that whole last chelik of Tosis is coming to address their problem of why is the Kanim Bezoil, that wasn't the question Tosis asked in the first place. You should make that explicit. Right? Not the end of the world, but maybe it's a little bit of a rough spot. It's worth noting, this I didn't talk about yet, it's worth noting, it all still leaves the Rosh high and dry. And it comes out then that Tosis is also working with such a concept that you can only say Tosis on what the Sod is not a suya for, but for the thing that you really want. On that, you can't say with the Sod is. The Rosh, you can say Tov on everything. You can still say Tov. So, in the Rosh, we still have the problem in Manashach. We're making faces sort of very similar to the Rabban. You can say Tov, but not below the level of what's with the Isagili. Because the level of the Isagili, that's the level that we expect you to want. And that you can't say, below that you can't say Toil. That's like the floor. There's a floor for Lidi Sagli. Can't go below, there's a floor for Toil. You can't go below what's plausible that you say I don't want to vote in, that's plausible. But to say they don't want Kanim Bezoil, that's not plausible. Below that you can't say Toil. The Rosh holds you can say Toil even in the Sada Suyolito. So, we still left the Russian out in the cold. Manashach. There is Toil. The Rosh holds Toil is all the way down. You can say Toil and everything. So Manashach, in our Mishnah, if there is Toil, then you should be part to the Gamri. And if there's no Toil, then you should pay all of the Yitzis. Why might there not be Toil? The Rebbe Kvegir says maybe because he saw the Ksalim go up, and he was Shaisik, so maybe over here it's not Shaiach Toil. Or maybe it's not Shaiach Toil in where it's not on your property. Whatever it is, but if Manashach, either way, if there is Toil, then you should be part to the Gamri, the Fila Rosh. And if there's no Toil, then why do you pay? Then you should have to pay all of the yitzias. So for the Rosh, the Chara, these solutions don't work. Yeah, well, I guess maybe. So I was thinking maybe say a different mahalach, a different shot in Tosfos. That would work for the Rosh as well. That maybe Tosfos holds that. We'll say we'll still go with the idea that Tosis is basically saying a kind of Tov. Nisagli mitusa bazusa, I don't need the wall, so take it away. From my point of view, you could take the wall away. But maybe Tosis holds that you don't get, if you're already saying Tov, you don't get to say, I don't want your getter of Havonim, I'll take some Kanim, please. Like, I'll take a getter Kanim, please, instead. You don't get to do that. It's not like a fast food place. You have to, if you want to get a kanim to stay, then you have to pay the tzoyis for the getter avonim. If you want the getter avonim to stay, then you have to pay the tzoyis like any other. And if you're saying toil, then you're saying toil. Then you shouldn't have to pay any tzoyis. It doesn't make any sense to say yes. He's saying toil, but he's saying toil. Take away the avonim, but replace it with the getter kanim. The Ramban says there is such a thing. But maybe Tosis holds there's no such thing. If to say Toil, you have to say, I don't want any getter at all. Take the getter avonim away. You're not planning to make a getter kanim. So you have to say, Toil, take the getter avonim. You have to say to the Makif, take the getter avonim away completely. Otherwise, you don't get to say Toil. Now, if you want a getter kanim, if you're not willing to go without a getter at all, you can't say to the Makif, well, take away your getter avonim and replace it with a getter of kanim that I can afford. The Makif wants to make a getter avonim. You want the getter to stay, then you can't say Toil. You don't want the getter to stay, then you don't want the getter to stay. If you There's no in between. So therefore, Tosus has to say that l'didi sagli min etrusa bazuzu. I'm saying tell, I don't want to get a riddle. The nature of the Tain of Toil is, I don't want to get it at all. Take the getter away completely. And that's why Taisa says that it's, Taisa doesn't say, it's ugly, but get the kind of. There's no such thing. You don't get to pick and choose. There's the getter that's there, or there's no getter. So, this is an answer also for the, I want to say in Upshad and Taisa, that it'll explain what Taisa is saying, it'll work for the Rosh also, and it'll also explain why Taisa has to say it's a complicated way. He says, it's ugly, with no getter at all, but then there's an anansadi. So why don't you say that it's ugly, but get the kind of. So I want to suggest, Tosfos holds, there's no such thing. You can't just say, I would like a getter of Kanim instead. It's not on the menu. There's a getter of Avonim, and that's what there is. So if you want to say Toil, if you want to be able to say Toil, that I'm not interested, so you have to say, I'm not interested, period. So that means, I'll hire for myself a Shomer. I don't need a Migdor. So that's the time of Lididi Sagil. So why do you have to pay the Dvei Kanim? So Tosfos says, that's a numachai. That's a nusvar. The nusvar it is, since there's an ansadi, that if the makif would have come to me at the beginning, and he would have said to me, let's make a deal. I'm going to be makif from all four sides. And you'll participate in the last side. If you mask him, then we'll go ahead. You don't want, then I'm not building anything. If the makif would have come to him with such a choice, my boy's trade. What do you want? You want, I could not make a gather, or I'll make a gather, and you'll participate in the last half. So, in the Chodom, places Anan Sadi, I'm sorry, no, I'm that's the next issue. The Anan Sadi is that the market comes to me and says, look, I'm building a gather of Avonim. You don't really need a getter. You're a guy, you don't necessarily need a getter. But I'll tell you what, I'll charge you like Kanim Bezov. You'll participate to the tune of Kanim Bezov. If the Makkah would have given him that, would have come to him in the first place. And says, I want to build a getter. If you'll pay, and I want you to participate. I don't expect you to participate with Avonim, but at least participate on the level of Kanim Bezov. So Tayyus says, there's an ansari that he would have been masking to. Since there's an ansari that he would have been masking to that, so the gabe kanim bezoil, the makif becomes a yoyed bishus. Yoyed bishus means somebody who actually has permission to be yoyed. Well, we were talking about a yoyed shalei bishus. He doesn't have permission. So then there's the rules, yod el yoyno, yod el tachtoino. But what if he had permission to be yoyed? I told him to be yoyed and plant trees in my field. So then I have to pay him Yisholim, I have to pay him the full amount. Whatever the expected, we don't have to speak at the price. If I tell him, go plant trees in my field, that's a Yoreh B'shus. Then I have to reimburse him in full. Maybe from his stomach, Kishashas all year. So Tais is saying, Nusvar, that since it's an Ansadi, that certainly the Nikif would have wanted these walls if he could get them for the price of the Mekhan and Bezel. Even a person who cycled him in Tirsu Bazuzah. That's when he can't find Kanim Bezel. But when he gets a bargain Kanim Bezel, then even people who don't need Gdorim would go out and put up Gdorim. When the Gdorim are on sale, even people don't normally make Gdorim put up Gdorim of Kanim Bezel. So up to the level of Kanim Bezel, the Makif has a din of a Yored Bishus. And therefore, the Nikif has to pay. That's a new Machayev, not meeting Yored Shalei Bishus. It's a new Machayev of Yored Bishus. So in other words, if we're being Danos to Yored Shalei Bishus, so then, normally you have to pay the Hoytzois. Unless you can say Toil. So Taisa says, you can say Toil. You don't want the Getter of Onim. Take the Getter of Onim away. And that has to be a Toil that goes all the way down. With this Hagali, bin Etusub Azusa, I don't need a Getter at all. There's no such thing as a Toil that says, take away the Avonim and replace them with Kana. That's not a Toil. Toil is taken away completely, and I'm not going to pay. So Taisa therefore has to say that you're saying that's your Taina. I don't need a getter at all. That's why I get to say Toil. So that's why I'm put there on the grounds of Yerush. The Nikif doesn't have to pay anything to the market, but Toil is a Yerush Shalei Bishus. But Taisa says, but there's a Nusvar. There's an Ansadi that he certainly would have agreed that the makif should be Geider El Menas to be Mishalim to the tune of Kanem Bezol. So that's a Numachai of Yerush Bishus. That Numachai the Nikif has to pay. That'll work for the Rosh too. We'll say in the Rosh that there's a Tain of Toil. The Rosh, there is a tain of toil. Not like a Bekrega, since he saw the walls going up in silence, there's no toil. There's toil regardless. The walls that are chisonius, this silence doesn't mean anything. He wasn't Mecha. The Rosh wants to make the point that he wasn't Mecha, because if he was Mecha, it would be altogether different. But Akapana will say Lefit Rosh, that the Rosh agrees over that there is toil. And the Rosh also, when you have toil, then there's toil even by Yisod HaSeilito. So you could just say, toil, take the Avonim away. I don't want the Avonim. Why should I pay for Avonim? Toil, take the Avonim away. So why are you chayiv? The Teretz is a chayiv, the Teretz is Yerub Rishus. Since it's an Ansadi, so you have it, the Makif, Legabi Tanim Bezoil, the Makif is the middle of Yerub Rishus. Okay, so that's a little bit of Tosefos then in just the original Chiyah Bara. So now moving along. So the more than asks the question, might the point of Chiyah Bara, so Ma'ikim and Tanakama Rav Yosi. So Maduik and Tanakama, that Rishon Mishni Vishlisha saying Machayim and Oisei, Rav Yosi and Machayim and Oisei. Rav Yosi says, in Mamad, with God, Rav Yosi, when the Gagal never said, Kel. So Ma'ikim and Tanakama Rav Yosi, they seem to be saying the same thing. So there's three Tiruts. First Tiruts, the Gemara is Aga Netira. According to the Tanakama, you only have to pay Aga Netira. You can say this Sagali Aga Netira. And according to Rav Yosi, you have to pay Hakol. My Hakol is the Mekanim Bizar. And we can plug that into what we said before, you know, to what extent is he a Yared Bishus? The Tanak, or to what extent is there a Lidis Sagali? According to the Tanakama, there's a Lidis Sagali be Aga Netira. According to Rav Yosi, there's a Lidis Sagali be Mekanim Bizar. Then there was a second Teretz, that the difference between Tanakam and Rav Yosi is Rishayim Shnei Vishdishis. Rishayim Shnei Vishdishis. Tanakam holds on, and the Rishayim Shnei Vishdishis is Potter. He's only Chayav on the Revius. And Rav Yosi says he's Chayav on all four Megagal and all of all four walls. What's the Svarah? If he's Chayav for the Revius, so why isn't he Chayav for Rishayim Shnei Vishdishis? What's the difference? Why should there be such a distinction? So Rashi says, and likewise the Baal HaMor, that if there's a new svara, the Tanakhama has a new svara of Prayotzim based in Zaka. Since after the first three walls, there was Yom and Rabim, and maybe it was a Basin. The Rosh, the Baal HaMor, says, Kondino, sounds like it was Mamish, a Basin. Maybe, I'm not sure. But I don't know, Rashi looks like it's Loshna Basin. We weren't sure if Rashi's literal or not literal, but. But Akapanim Yotza Hadin that he was Potter, so he remains Potter. So therefore, he only has to pay for the fourth wall. And Rabbi Yosi doesn't have this notion of Yotza based in Zaka. And I spoke earlier. I'm not going to go over this again. You know what's exactly this about Yotza based in Zaka, and Chayra he didn't have a Siba Mechayeves, but I don't want to cover that ground again. But Akapanim, this is far of Yotza based in Zaka. That's the second teretz. Then where's the third teretz? The third teretz is there's three gersoys really. There's the gersos ha'gayinim. There's the gersa that we have printed that we have, there's what seems to be Rashi's gersa and there's Tosfos's gersa. Gersos ha'gayinim starts off makif v'nikifi gibenayim. That's the headline. Everybody has that same headline. Makif v'nikifi gibenayim. But then what comes next? So gersos ha'gayinim is that the Tanakhama holds. The Tanakhama holds Amid Makif only pays for one ruach. That's the diuk of Haravis Mechayim. See, Amid Makif only pays for one ruach. Amid Nikif pays for all of the ruachas. And Rav Yosi holds Ben Amid Makif, Ben Amid Nikif, Megagel and all of us hakel. Rashi's Girsa. I'm just put on the board, but I'm not going to bother. Rashi's Girsa is. Seems to be that the Tanakhama holds Amid Makif, Ben Amid Makif, Ben Amid Nikif, Ben Amid Makif, Ben Amid Nikif, Yechayev for everything. Rav Yosi holds Amid Makif is Potter Lagamre, Amid Nikif is Megagel in Olav Esakel. Meaning, the Tanakhama doesn't distinguish Amid Makif and Amid Nikif. Either way, Megalim Olav Esakel. Abayisi makes a distinction. Amad makif is potu legamri. In Agamor, the lashon is leyov leibali midi. Amad nikif is megalgan olav esachel. Taisus has the same verse as Rashi, with one variation. Taisus says that amad makif, according to Abayisi, amad makif is not leyov leibali midi. Amad makif, he only pays for one wall. Amad nikif pays for all of the walls. If you think about it, you'll see that the gifts of the Gaonim and the gifts of Taisus are exact mirror images of each other. It's the same machlokes, but with the cast of characters reversed. As according to the Gaonim, Tanakama holds of a makif pays for one wall, of a nikif pays for all the walls. So if Yosi holds, doesn't you always ben amad makif, ben amad nikif. Point to Taisus's Gersa. The Tanakama holds Ben Omed Makif, Ben Omed Nikif, Megalgan Olav Esachel. Rabbi Yosi holds Omed Makif, you pay for one wall, Omed Nikif, you pay for all four walls. So what the Tanakama holds according to Gainim is what Rabbi Yosi holds according to Taisus. And what Rabbi Yosi holds according to the Gaonim is what the Tanakhama holds according to Taisus. It'll be easier to see if I put it up on the board, but that's how it is. So the question is, both according to the Gaonim and according to Taisus, what's the Svara that by Omed Makif you should pay for one wall, and by Omed Nikif you should pay for four walls? In the Gaonim, it's a question that we have to address the Tanakama. In Taisus, it's a question that we have to address to Rabbi Yosi. But the Maisa, the question is a question regardless. When Omed Makif you pay for one wall, and by Omed Nikif you pay for all four walls? What does Omed Nikif change? If Omed Makif is Patel Gamre and Omed Nikif is Megagon on a Sakhal, fine, so that I understand. Omed Makif is Patel Gamre. Let's say the cycle in the Trusa Bazuza, for example. or something like that. Okay, well, I'm not going to do it now. Do it a different time. If you hold it like Rashi's gear, so Omed. Tanakama holds Ben Omed Makif, Ben Omed Nikif, Megalgan Omed Sakhel. If Yosi holds Omed Makif is Potter, Omed Nikif is Megalgan Omed Sakhel. So that's not so hard to understand. One man Domer holds that we disagree with Trusa. If Yosi holds it really disagree with Trusa Bazusa, but Omed Nikif is going to die to the Nichole. So fine, it's not so complicated. But in places in the Gaonim, we have this strange thing that Omed Makif you pay for one wall, and Omed Nikif you pay for all four walls. So that needs a Hesper. And in each Hesper, we have to think about it separately. First of all, we have to preface, what's the Svar altogether that Omed Makif, you only pay for one wall? Why only one wall? So, Mistama, we already have this in the second Teretz of the Gemara. We already have this notion in the Gemara, that there's a Shita that holds that you only pay for one wall. And what was the Pshat in that? So we had two theories. We had the Baal HaMor's theory, Rashi and the Baal HaMor, based on Zaka. We have Taisus's theory that really it's Lididi Sagili, but Ein Lecha Odom Yisrael, who wouldn't be maskim, I got ahead of myself. Let's go back a little bit. We're already in the third Teretz. We went too quickly to the third Teretz. Let's rewind a little bit. Go back to the second Teretz. Yishayin Eshniya V'Shlishis Ika Benayim. You know, if we're already rewinding, I want to rewind even back to the first, to Chibar Av. Just give me, okay, bear with me. Let's go back to Chibar Av. So in Chibar Av, what's the whole idea of Mekana B'Zeh? I left something out, and if we're any rewinding, I'm going to put it back in. So you want to know, what's the pshat mechila of mekane b'zo? What's the svara of the mekane b'zo? Why is it different than yored? Every yored you pay the yitzias. Why over here? So we saw the Rabban says toil. You have a toil, but the toil is like a dimmer. The Ramban holds you can say toil on the avonim, but leave me the kanim. Then Taisa says the toil is. But then there's an ansadi that he would make kind of his own, he would grab. So I was suggesting in Tosis that maybe the pshat is that toil is not what's the word? It's all or nothing. It's binary. If you say toil, you say toil. Take it all away. You can't say take away the avonim and leave me the kind of. So therefore Tosis learns the toil is take away the avonim. This sagli, I don't need to get here at all. But then there's a new mechayev that since he certainly would have wanted, he would have agreed to go into the deal for kana bezoil. So mele legabi kana bezoil is a yared b'shus. That would work for the Rosh Tum. And what I left out is I didn't talk about Rashi. Rashi says, so a funny lashon, Rashi says that the reason why you only pay koin tchim rab, you only pay kana bezoil, Rashi says because he can say, and Rashi is a lashon efshi b'hitzoyis shel avonim. Efshi b'hitzoyis shel avonim. So first of all, that's the lashon efshi b'hitzoyis shel avonim. Because it's enough to say. Why is it enough to say? I don't need avonim. L'di sagili, it's not for me. It's enough to have kanim. I don't need avonim. Rashi, because it's a stress. Efshi b'hitzoyis shel avonim. Not so terrible, but I'm just pointing it out. And then we had a problem in Rashi that Rashi shitiz with all the mechitzas apnimiyos. Mechitzas apnimiyos, the meaning is not to make at all. So how come you can only say l'di sagili b'kanim? Why can't you say l'di sagili with nothing? L'di sagili with nothing at all. Taisa says it's an ansadi. Yeah, you might be willing to do nothing at all, but if you got bargain prices for the kanim, you would have bought the kanim. You would have gone and bought kanim. There's no mention of that in Rashi. There's no an ansadi is about bargain prices. The tain is l'di sagli b'ged the kanim. I would be okay with the ged the kanim. Yef shi b'hitzo shel ged rabon. What do you mean? It's a mokum shnogu shel elikdo. At least half the people don't make any getter at all. So why stop at l'di sagli b'ged the kanim? Say you did sagli without any mechitzas pnimius, and then you'll be put to the garment. If already you can tie them, disagli, so say I don't want anything. So last night Dylan pointed out to me a Rashi in Bava Kama, very interesting Rashi in Bava Kama. The Rashi Bava Kama by what the Gemara says, Bava Kama has the disagli even through Subarzuzu. Not get a kanim over there, it's in Tirusu, but it's also a Lidi Sagili. That's where the lashon of Lidi Sagili comes in. The Gemara was talking about Yosi. Yosi says, Omen Makif is Potter Lagamri. That's where the Gemara of Bakam understands. The Gemara says, Melev Zenenev Zachoser is Potter, I understand. But if Zenenev Zachoser is Chayev, so why do Omen Makif are you Potter Lagamri? So the Gemara says, Mishon Dumotzi Omeli Lidi Sagili Tirusu Bazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazaz the disciple of the Jewish Rabbi Zuzo, says Rashi, I have the lush in front of me, or maybe I wrote it down. So Rashi says, yeah, here it is. Lehoya yechailis biyodi ligdor geder shalavonim. V'sagli begeder kaitzim bar zuzo. Rashi says, lehoya yechailis biyodi to make a geder of avonim. So therefore, I was sagli begeder kaitzim. Very similar to Rashi over here. Yefshi v'hiso shal geder avonim. But there it's even more striking. What Rashi says, I couldn't afford avonim. Why are we talking about what you could afford? He's moaning you out the asnene, austerity, whatever it is. And you say, exactly, it's I don't need it. I don't need it. So why should I pay for it? I don't need it. That's just an extra thing. I couldn't be aimed in the Hitzav Avon.
So I think the
Pshat and
Rashi is
that
Rashi is
Like Rashi learns that the Tainod with the Disagile really should put. Rashi was also bothered. Rashi is saying you can't stam say Lididi Sagili. Lididi Sagili doesn't matter. If you would just say Lididi Sagili, I don't need Avonim. I think that's going overboard. I don't need Avonim. I'm a simple guy. I don't need Avonim. I will be fine with the Gedder Kreitzim. That doesn't get you off the hook, because at the end of the day he's a Yared. He was Mashbiach Yersada. It's certainly better to have a Gedder Avonim. Yersada is better. So what's this time that I don't need Avonim? Fine, but he was Yair. He gave you Avonim. He was Mashbiach Yisod with the Gedner of Avonim. So you have to pay him Leitzos. So therefore Rashi learns that the time of the Disagili is not Stam that I don't need a Gedner of Avonim. The time of the Disagili is that I can't afford Avonim. I'm asking that Avonim are good for the field. But you know why I never did Avonim? I never did Avonim all these years because I couldn't afford it. So now you want to make me pay for Avonim. That's why I didn't do Avonim, because I can't afford Avonim. I was mistapic with the gather of Kaisen. That's all I could afford. It's a new title. That Evshi Bahit Sah shall gather Avonim. I'm saying the Nukud here is I can't afford Avonim. So Mela, I think it's So two things. First of all, I think Mele, it's maturist the question. Lefi Rashi, why can he say Ladidi Sagli with nothing at all? Why should he even pay for Tanim Bezol? Ladidi Sagli with nothing at all. Why should he even pay for an intrusive Bezol? Most people don't make any getter. It's a Mokam Shinogu Shaloy Ligdi with Amachitza Sapnimia. Most people don't make any getter. They don't care about that Ayanara. So why can I just say I don't want to pay at all? The answer is because who cares that most people don't do it? But he was Mashbiach. He was Mashbiach Yisodah, and it's a din of Yared, you have to pay the Yitzias. So you can't just tie in that I don't need it. You have to tie in I can't afford it. So here it depends. What's plausible to say? To say I can't afford Avonim, that's a tie. You can say that's a normal tie. You say I can't afford Avonim. But you want to say I can't afford Kanim Bezoil? I can't afford Kanim? Chibarav holds it. I'll leave it to Rav Yossi. That Kanim, you could afford. Kanim, most people could afford. It's not plausible to say I can't even afford Kanim. So Mele Kanim, you have to pay that much. There you don't have the Taina. And the Gemara of Kama says that there the Gemara says that Omen Makif is Potel Gamei Libet Rav Yossi. Like the third Terence of our Gemara. So Potel Gamei, so then apparently that Gemara holds, that side holds, that you can say even more. You can say I can't even afford Kanim. I can't afford anything except Netirus or Bazuzu. But there's Bachoik different Shittas in Tanoim and the different Lashonis in the Gemara. You know, what exactly you get to say? How much is a plausible Taina? But the nature of the Taina is not, I don't need a Gedder Avonim. Again, because if the Taina was I don't need it, then you wouldn't have to pay anything ever, because it's a Mokum Shenogu Shaloi Lindor. So you could always Taina, I don't need it. But for that matter, in for that matter, by every Yerid, you could say, I don't need the Netiyas. I was planning to plant wheat. I don't need these. I certainly don't need the Netiyas. That doesn't get you off the hook, because he's a Yerid, you have to pay the Yitzhoyz. What you get to say is, I can't afford it. I can't afford it, so that's the title. So that's the Chiyuv Rav said. The learns up in Rav Yossi that he can say Efshi Baitzoy, she'll get her Baitzoy, she'll get her Avon. But again, they're kind of, there is already that much is not plausible to say they can't afford, and that much you have to pay. Yeah, I think that's I think it's Emes of Shad Rashi. I mean, after you have the Rashi, but become it's Mamas striking. Ain't Yochel Lamid Baitzoy, she'll get her Avon. Maybe it also helps for the Gemara and for Tosis' question. How come over there by Yared, why can't you say the Disagli without Natias? Right? So you can't stop and say the Disagli without Natias. You have to say I can't afford it. So, of course, so why let him say that? So let him talk and say I can't afford the Natias. Let him talk and say I can't afford the Natias. So number one, maybe it's not plausible. You were going to plant Tefuah. Who says Tefuah is cheaper than Natias? I don't know. Where does it say? I don't know where to look that up, you know. Have to Google something. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's not a time. You were planning to plant Stay Lovin. Rashi over there says, you wanted to plant to Stay Lovin. So who says that's any cheaper? That's number one. Number two, we can plug it into, take a cue from the Rabbi, and we'll say, you could say I can't afford the Natias, but if you're saying I can't afford the Natias, then it comes with the title. And then you say title. Over here, there's no Messias of Tev. Right? Then already, that's already familiar territory. So I'm not sure that we gain so much copy of the Gemara over there. But copy within the Gemara, copy Pshat and Rashi, I think this is Emet Pshat and Rashi. When Rashi says, Rashi learns that the time over here of Lidi Sagili is not, I don't need it. Again, Rashi Lishitosoi, we don't know Mechitzis Akhtimiyos. If we let you say, I don't need it, then you can say, I don't need anything. Taisus learns as Mechitzis Akhtimiyos, you can't say, I don't need anything. There's behemoths coming in from Shisarabim, people put up, people do something. Maybe they don't do Tirusa Bazusa, but you have to do something. But to say, here, but in Mechitzis Akhtimiyos, it's Ayin Hora. So that's not, we're not worried. So Rashi holds that's, it's a milk, or even if it's not, whatever it is, but it's a milk, so the minig is not to make mechitzas pnimius at all. So why can't you say, I don't need it at all? So therefore, Rashi was driven to say, l'idis sagli doesn't mean I don't need it. L'idis sagli means, we don't let you, that's not a time, I don't need it. He's a yoyrid, you have to pay the tzais. He was mashbir chisod, you have to pay the tzais, need them or not. But the time is, I can't afford them. And that's really what that has gradations, how much is plausible. So Chiyuv HaRav says, kind of bizarre.
Yeah. When we say Rashi saying that you need it, is this only within when there's all four walls built? Because I was noticed and there's a footnote in the Ritva trying to explain why Hadar Dina versus Lo Hadar Dina is that there might be some sort of inyan of having Hana or having some sort of get there, even if it's not all four walls. And I quoted a Beis Yosef that said, if the market puts up the first
wall, we're bringing in too many things. A body doesn't have to pay till the fourth wall. That says he only pays till the fourth wall is complete. I know the research. The research is a complicated thing, but what it says in the Mishnah is that you only have to pay after there's a hashbacha. Before he completes the getter, there was no hashbacha. What do I have? I have just meaningless walls. After he completes the wall, then is Ashbach in the field. So then I have to pay Kedin Yerid. So how much do Yerid pay? He pays the Yitzhoyz. So what's the Disagili? Disagili is I can't afford the Yitzhoyz. And that's a time. That's a time. To the extent that it's plausible, that's a time.
How do we read I can't afford Abane? When Rashi says,
means that Efshi means I don't want.
That's different than I can't afford, no?
I mean, the lashon of Rashi Bavakama is more obviously is talking stronger. Amy yochel lamid the hitzoyz. I think that was Rashi, right? What did he say? Lo hayu chaylis biyodi. But I don't think any Efshi would also learn. Efshi means I don't want this big hitzoyz. It's going to break my budget. Yeah, maybe it's different levels of kvetch. You know, here he says I can't do it. And here he says it's a lot for me to do, but he's coming from the time that it's more than he can that's why he never did it. He never did avonim. That's what it means. The efshi b'tzoyz will get the avonim. I didn't make a get the avonim because for me it's too big an expense. I have tuition. I have other things. It's too big an expense. So if you ask you, that's the nature of the time. But kana b'zol you can't. But Chiyuv HaRav holds in Rav Yosi that for kana b'zol already you can't hire. If he comes to you for kind of bazil, then you can't say, I can't even afford kind of bazil. You know, that's already, I'm giving you such, that already not a thing.
So it's a very wealthy person.
I don't know how that works. I mean, I can't believe, I mean, it's time to ask you about Vakama. And what if he's rich? How can you say, any yochel amid by social get out of it? What if we know that he could? He's a rich guy. I don't know. Not much, but that it matters. You can always tie it. My money's tied up, I don't know. Yeah.
Yoyrid gives you a chiyuv to pay somebody, then how could you just say, I don't afford it, get rid of that chiyuv? You owe this guy money, so now just say, I don't afford it, what does that do?
Oh, I don't owe him money, I didn't borrow money from him. He's coming, he's Yoyrid, and he's mashbiach my field. So normally I have a time, there's a din of Yoyrid, that if somebody's mashbiach my field, I have to pay him leitzos, because he did me a favor, he was mashbiach my field, I have to pay him. Yeah, we spend so much time, we know exactly what the nature of his chiyuv is. Is it a takana? Is it a nen? Is it a mameni gabach? But mameni gabach is not going to work so well. But a kapanim, there's some kind of tree on me that he was my shvich, my field. So Rashi learns the taina of the sagili is that I say to him, thank you, that's very nice that you gave me, you know, what you came in when I was away and you did a makeover of my house. And now you're giving me a bill for the hoitzoyz. But you know, all these years I didn't do this. I also knew that this is a nice thing to do. All of the years I didn't do it because I couldn't afford it. And now all of a sudden you're doing it for me and you're giving me a bill. You know, but I can't afford it. So you can't make me do something that I can't afford. That's the reason why, I think that's also part of what Rashi says. The reason why I didn't make a getter, I could also make a getter shel avon. But the reason why I didn't do it is I can't afford it. So that's a taina. That's a specific taina. And so then they don't even get the hitzos. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara again, we're going back. So the Gemara says, Kashna, Ma'ikim and Tanakamal of the Rebbe. According to Chibar Av, Ma'ikim and Tanakamal of Yasi. So we have the first teretz, Aganatira, and then the second teretz. Rishon Yishni of Yishlishis. The difference is Rishon Yishni of Yishlishis. That according to Tanakamal, you bought it from the first three, you only have to pay for the fourth. Rashi says, the Balamor, because Krayotzim are based in Zakai. Taisa is a different shot. Taisa says that the shot is, the way the Mashal explains Taisa is, that really should be potter legami, because you can say the disagle even through a surprise, like Taisa said before. But for one will you have to pay, for one will you do have to pay, because for one will you do have to pay, because for one will you do have to pay, because ain lecha adam who wouldn't be willing to be goyder one side in order to be goyder from all four sides. So therefore, charis like an man sadiv. Ein lecha adam for once in one side he has to be mishtatif. Right. So yesterday I spoke out. First of all, if the disagli is a tain of toil, if we're going to go with that malach and toys, the disagli is a tain of toil. So how does it make sense over here? What is he saying? Because ein lecha adam, we wouldn't do one wool in order to have four. So therefore, the nikkav can say, lemaisa, you have to pay yitzias. The din is you have to pay yitzias. You have to pay the yitzias. So why do you get away from paying the yitzias? So toys says you say the disagli. So we wanted to say pshat. What do you mean the disagli? So by yorid we'll say the disagli without ilonus. So we said pshat is like a toil. That's how we've been learning. It's like a tais is also like it's also a, it's a kind of toil. And why do you have to pay? Why do you have to pay kanan bezoil in chiyavarav? So that either because the toil itself is has gradations, you can say toil yavonim leave me the kanim, or I was suggesting before that maybe you say no, the toil is completely. I don't want any getter at all. But since there's an ansade, so for that, he's like a yared bishus. So now, coming back over here to the second teretz, he's potter from the first two, three. Why is he potter from the first three? Did he cycle even the two subas? Did he cycle even the two subas? So I don't need a wall at all. But why does he have to pay for the fourth wall? Because ain't lechol them. Right. So the question I asked, I don't know if it was yesterday or before, the question I asked was, if it's like a toil, like a dimmable toil, that's how we're doing it, it's like a toil, you know. Take away the avonim, but leave me in the kanim. That's how I was assuming the way it works is take away the avonim, but leave me in the kanim. So over here, what are you saying? He made four walls. There's like tzoyis of four walls, but he says, but I only need the disagli. Like there's an ansadi, you know. There's an ansadi. What does an ansadi help? The ma'aseh the word tzoyis. The word tzoyis. You always have to pay for the tzoyis. How do you get away from paying the tzoyis? Because you said toil. What's the toil over here? Take away the three walls and leave me the fourth? That doesn't make any sense. Like, it's hard to. How does this ein lecha adam fit into the schema of toil? Like kanim, I thought it worked. Take away the avonim, leave me the kanim. But over here, what does it mean? Take away the four walls that I don't want to pay the yitzias for, but leave me the. It broke down. So what I said the other day is that it means like this: if you're coming to me with a din Torah for four walls. So say toil, I don't want the walls at all. Four walls, I'd rather just do with nothing. Just toil. But if the makif comes with a tefiyah only on the fourth wall, a different entire, he's teveying me only the fourth wall. Either the three walls are fait accompli. But now he comes and he's teveying me the fourth wall. On the fourth wall, I can't say toil. Because no normal person would say toil anything like that. That's what I want to say the other day. Now with this new approach, that the way toil works in Taisus is toil means toil everything. Going back to Kana Bezel. How does toil work by Kana Bezel? It means take away everything. But Kana Bezel is an ansadi that certainly people, anybody would want to grab Kana Bezel. So that's a new mechayiv of Yerid Bishus. So that would work very nicely over here in this Taisus too. What Taisa's saying is that the Rishonim Shnei Shlishis is Potter, but Revius is Chayev. It means like this. Really, you come into him with the whole hekif. So he says, total. The whole hekif. It's a lot of money. Total. I don't need it. I'll do it in the Tirus Rebezos. And again, total is binary. You know, total is all or nothing. It's either say take away all the walls or leave all the walls. There's no. You can't split it in half. You can't split the total. So the tiny is total everything. Take all it away. I don't want to be mishtap. However, since we have a svara in lechadam, what does lechadam mean? Lechadam means that if the makif would have come to me at the very beginning, very similar to what I said before by Kana Bezel, if the makif would have come to me at the very beginning before he started work, and he would have said to me, Rivyad, I want to be makif you. I'm going to make a hekif now around my field, and it's going to embrace your field as well. If you'll come in to be mishtatif on one side, then I'll do it. Otherwise, forget it. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it at all. If the makif would have come to the nikif like that, with that kind of proposal, so a lot of the nikif ain't lechadim, the nikif would have agreed. I only have to say on one side, and I'm going to be nikif from all four sides. So that much the nikif would have agreed. So mele the makif becomes a yoyrid b'shus, kilo the makif has permission to go into the makif from all four sides, al menas to be mishtam from the nikif in one side. Exactly. Just like I said before in the Taisus in this new Mahalach in the Taisus of the Mekana Bezil, and outside of Mekana Bezil. It's not that the Toil gets dimmed down to the level of Kana Bezil. Take away the Avonim and leave me the Kana. Toil is not divisible. The Toil is take away the Avonim, period. I'm not paying for the Avonim. I'm not paying Toil. But since there's an Ansadi that if you would have come to me at the beginning with a plan, I'm going to build a getter of Avonim, and all I want you to pay is for Kana Bezil. So he would have been masking, and on Saturday they would have been masking. So to that degree, he becomes the Yerid B'shus, and that's the Shtalim to the amount of Kanim. So now this Teretz in the Gemara says that the Tanakhama takes it a step further. That wasn't enough of a deal. The deal had a sweetener. Maybe that deal he wouldn't have agreed to. But if he would have come to, if the Makif would have come to the Nikif and said, I'm going to build four walls, and all I want you to pay, and I only want you to pay Kanim B'Zoil, and not only that, but I only want you to pay for, I only want you to be Mishtatif on one side. So that's a vada in the chodom. Maybe that's even stronger than Ansari. That's in the chodom. That a vada he would go for. So Mimela, to that degree, he becomes the Yerid B'Shus. I think there's a big revach here in saying this new understanding of in the chodom. But again, in the chodom doesn't mean that like the toil goes down to the level, it's very hard to understand here over Chalhat, the toil can go down to one wall. I mean, you can't say toil of three walls. If we're going to say this new Havana, that really the toil is, I'm not paying for the hekif at all, but toil is yoyred on potter. Because the toil is yoyred, I can say the disagalim and tusser bazuzza. So what's his business that Ein Lechadam? What Ein Lechadam gives me is that if he would have made me this proposal in the first place, I would have been masking that he should do it. So Melev Legabi to be Mishtalim from one wall, he becomes like a Yerid Bishus. So I think there's a Rebbe here. Why? Because now we go to the third tense. This is now we're picking up where I wanted to be before. Now we go to the third tense, Lima. Third tense of the Gemara, you have different stories. But there's a feature in both Korinth Taisus and the Gainim, there's this feature in the last Teretz of the Gemara that there's a Manda Omer over here holds that if Amad Makif, you only pay for one wall, but Amad Nikif, you pay for all four walls. According to the Gainim, according to Taisus, that's Rabbi Yossi, and according to the Gainim, it's the Tanakam. Whoever his name we attach to it, but there's such a shit over here. Now, let's understand this. Why, by Omen Makif, do you pay for one wall? Omen Nikif, you pay for four walls. So, why does Omen Makif pay for one wall? So, that's the Taisus. Coin to Taisus, because of this idea of Ein Lecha Adam. That any normal person would be Mishtatif in one wall in order to get all four. So, Lefi Taisus, the question is, so then how does Omen Nikif change the equation? What is Omen Nikif? Goli Daiti the Nikhali. When the Nikif went and he was guided the fourth side, so Goli Daiti the Nikhali, place where Vakam says Goli Daiti the Nikhali, but it's Sois. The Nikif was when Galat Das that he's the Nikuf was Megaladas, that it's, people have to go there. Nikuf was Megaladas, that he's, the Nikuf was Megaladas, that he's, again, Om Nikuf, the word of Om Nikuf is Goli Daita the Nichle. Like the Gemara says in Bogham, Goli Daita the Nichle. Om Nikuf is Goli Daita the Nichle. L'chayra, l'fi Taisus, where's the Gili Das? What's so special about the Nikuf building the fourth wall? The fourth wall. Ein l'chodem b'Yisrael, who wouldn't build one wall in order to get four? So, I asked this question yesterday. So where, if this is really the Svar Ein l'chodem b'Yisrael, that even people who wouldn't build four walls, but they would build one wall to get four, so then when the Nikuf does it, why is there a Gili, where's the Gili Das? Just like when the Makif does it. We say, just when the Makif does it, we say he only has to pay for one wall. Why? Because really, he's really a Netirus Barzusa guy. He doesn't need walls at all. But you're making him an offer that he can't refuse. One wall for the price, four walls for the price of one. That avada he would go into. So he said, then how's it different when it's Amar Nikuf? So Amar Nikuf, yeah, he was going to one side. That doesn't show that he's Nichle by Tzoyis and four walls. It shows that he's Nichle and the Tzoyis and one wall to get four for free, to get the other, to have to be Goder completely, and he only had to pay for one wall. Yeah, that's great. That's a good deal. Of course he did it. But how's that Megaladas got the other three walls? Yeah, it's just very problematic issue. Yeah, so yesterday, we suggested maybe, I think it's a difficult, that maybe the Ein L'chodem is only when he only has to be saying in the fourth wall. So Ein L'chodem who wouldn't go in 50% of the fourth wall, then it'll be Godder from four sides. But this Omer Nikuf, he paid 100% of the fourth wall. So maybe that already shows that he's not just he's beyond the Ein L'chodem. He's like a spendthrift guy. So maybe that's what he really does, that he would do the whole thing. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's hard to understand. What do you mean it's a Gili Das, he would do the whole thing? All right, he's a bigger spender than the guy who only wants to pay 50% of the fourth wall. He's willing to pay 100% of the fourth wall. But that does, where does that show that he's willing to pay all four walls? The fact that we're in the world of Ein L'chodem, we're in the world where there is such a calculation. You know, if we weren't in that world, if we were in a world that maybe we say it's all or nothing. You know, people spend, some people spend and they spend without a shear, and some people don't spend at all. But we're not in that world. We're in the world of this lush and cold. But Om and Mak, if you only pay for one wall, because there is a calculus of Ein L'chodem that people might not be willing to participate in all four walls. They'd rather go with just hire a shomer. But if you offer them to be saying one wall and get the other three come along for the ride, that they would certainly do. So where's the Gili Das in Rabbi Yossi? Om and Nikuf. So what? The Nikuf made exactly such a calculation. I'll be Goyder. He saw the Makif was Goyder from three walls, from three sides. He says, there's only one side left. Instead of waiting for the Makif to get around to doing it, I'll do it myself. Yeah, it'll cost me, it's more expensive than doing it together with the Makif. But it's worth it for me because right away I'll be Nikuf from all four sides. Like, where's the Gili Das? If we'll say, though, that the way Ein L'chodem works is the way along the lines that I'm proposing. That the way Ein L'chodem works is that it's kilu, we imagine, what would the Nikuf have said if the Makif would have sat down with him at the beginning and say, here's your choices. I could not be Makif at all. Or I could be Makif, you are asked to be Mishtalim from the fourth side. So you would have gone along and you would have said, I'd rather go along, I'll be mishtatif, and that's better than having the guy walk away from the table and not be makif me at all. That's the notion, that's the nature of the Ein L'chodem. It makes him into a yored b'shus. That's how I'm explaining the Ein L'chodem. So if that's the case, as opposed to the Havana that Ein L'chodem means that at the end when he's coming to say toil, he says yes toil, but don't be toil in the, you know how to say it because it didn't make any sense with the toil kind of mouth. Now, Kaponim, if we're going to go with this approach that we have two working theories of Ein L'chodem. This is Svarav Taisus. You only pay Tais explains you only pay for the fourth wall by Omer Makar. You only pay for the fourth wall because ein lechagim. So how does that work? So yesterday's theory was the Makar can come to him with two tefias. He can come to him with a tefia on the whole thing. So that the guy says the disho, the disagal even terusu bezuzah. The whole thing I don't want. Lidi sagal even terusu bezuzah. Tell him. Instead, the Makif says, no, I'm going to build the three walls on my own, unilaterally, it'll be fait accompli. Then I'll come to him with the fourth wall. So a person who's already gone from three walls, any normal person who's already gone from three walls, would certainly be nicha that I should finish the job. And he wouldn't say Lidi sagal even terusu bezuzah. So on the fourth wall, if I'll limit my tefiah to the fourth wall, then he won't be able to say Lidi sagali, and therefore I'll be able to be tevei emel zeret. That was yesterday's theory. Now I'm suggesting a different theory today, that the way it works is that really the nikkus is tum. But there's a new taina, there's a new svar over here, a new mechayev, that we say, what if the makif would have broached these plans? He would have come to the nikkus before he even started. And we showed him the architectural plans that he's planning to build a wall from all four sides, a beautiful wall. Mexico, pay for it. But one wall you have to pay. One wall I want you to be a shatif. He would have agreed. So for that it becomes a yerei bishus. The difference between the two plans is that in the yesterday's plan, we're talking after the fact. After the three walls were already built, the makif comes to the nikif and says, there's three walls already here. I want to build a fourth wall. Are you in or are you out? And Ein Lechagim says he would certainly be in. Because since there's already three walls, he's already surrounded by three walls. So only for one wall that'll finish the job, if not, he would be in. So the Ein Lechagim is happening after the three walls already fait accompli. In this new theory that I'm setting out today, the Ein Lechagim is happening before the Makif even sat down with the Nikif. The Makif, we're imagining to ourselves, if the Makif would have sat the Nikif down at the very beginning, the Nikif would have said, I'm in. Rather than walk away from the table, then maybe the Makif won't build anything. So that's where we have the Ein Lechagim, and then it becomes the Yerei Bishus. The difference is that in this new way we're envisioning it, the Nikif agrees, the Ein Lechagim agrees to it because he doesn't want the Makif to walk away and not do anything. If the Nikif won't agree, the Makif will walk away. That's why we're imagining. That's what makes the Makif a Yerei Bishus. Because if the Makif would have come to the Nikif and said, look, I want to build this wall, but I need your help for a fourth side. I can't do it all on my own. I'm willing to do three and a half sides. But I need you to be Messiah in the fourth side. Otherwise, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. The Nikif would have signed on. So that makes the Makif into a Yerei Bishus. So since this dialogue, this imaginary dialogue between the Makif and Nikif is happening before anything was built, So the Nikif is obviously much more interested to sign on because the choice is between the Makif walking away and not doing anything, or the Makif going through with the plans, I'm asked to be Mishtal and to have a partner in the fourth side. So faced with that choice, the Nikif says, if it's a choice between the Makif not doing anything and the Makif doing something with my participation on one side, I would go with the latter. And that's what makes it that he's a Yerei Bishus. If that's the case, then it's very different than the case of Omer Nikif, the Gilui Das of Omer Nikif. The Gilui Das of Omer Nikif is happening after the three sides are already built and the Takafeta company. Right. So at this point, there are already three walls. They're done. Nobody's tearing them down. Now the choice that the Nikif has is a different set of choices now. It's not like before the wall was built and his choice is the Makif could walk away and not do anything, or he could build it and I'll be a partner in one wall. That's before. Now the three walls are so, and that we talk to have an Lechagim, and Taka you have to participate in half a wall. Now we have something else. After the three walls were built, the Nikif just went on his own and he didn't, maybe so it's not happening. And he built the fourth wall on his own. Amad Nikif. Maybe so, it's taking too long. Whatever the scenario was, he decided to build the fourth wall. What were the choices now that the Nikif had? The choices are not, well, maybe the Makif's going to walk away and there won't be any walls. Well, three walls are already here. The choice that the Nikif has is, he can leave the three walls that are there, and the fourth side, he'll put up kaitzim, where he'll hire Shaymut to watch the fourth side. Not bad. Three sides of Golden Mamish, complete them. I mean, Mamish is a big, it's a big field, you know. Three sides, he has a big wall of Avon. The fourth side will have to do something cheaper. Or he can actually go and be going to the fourth side with Avon. If he's an accuser by Zuzu person who thinks that in principle Avonim is too expensive and he's sagile been accuser by Zuzu, then I think that's what he would do. He would just do, and he's happy that he has three sides of Avonim, didn't have to pay for those. And the fourth side, he would have put up an accuser by Zuzu. He would have put up a Geder Kaitzim, or he would have hired a Shomer for the fourth side. How come he didn't do that? It must be that he's not a Lidi sagile person. He's a person who thinks that Avonim are more worthwhile. That's already a Gili Das. That's Taka Gili Das. I see that he's not an Thrusa versus a person. He's a person who would rather be guided with the Avonim than be guided with Thrusa versus. So I think that if in this Havana of Ein Lecha Odom, that the Ein Lecha Odom is not, you know, at the end of the deal, a person who already has three walls would certainly be willing to build the fourth wall and be guided Lagamri. Not true. That's not true. A person who's in a Thrusa versus a person, it doesn't matter if he's already guided from three sides. Any more than it matters what size field he has. If he's an Atiusa Bazuza person, then for any given stretch of world, he would rather do an Atiusa Bazuza than build it up with Avonim. So it doesn't matter if it's one wall, two walls, three walls. In any given stretch, in any given, you know, any given amount of border, he would rather go the cheap route rather than go the Avonim route. And if he goes the Avonim route, then there's some kind of Gili Das over here that he would do this everywhere. The Ein Lecha Odom is a different story. The Ein Lecha Odom is when the Makif first wanted to be Yored, when the Makif first decided to build was embarking on building the fence. If he would have asked the Nikif, "Are you on board?" then the Nikif would have said yes, because I that's worthwhile for me. So that makes the Makif into a Yored Bishus. So it's very different. So this is, I think, we have now a Hesber. So where are we exactly in? We're in the third Teretz of the Gemara. And in the third Teretz of the Gemara, it has this strange feature according to the Gainim and according to Taisus' Gish in the Gemara. In the Gainim, it's in Tanakam, and in Taisus, it's in Rav Yesi, that Amen Makif is one wall, Amen Nikif is Megalgan Olav HaSekel. So in Taisus now we understand we have a Mahalach. What's the Pshat? Amen Makif. So then, Amad Mak, if you only pay for one wall, because there's a calculus of Ein Lecha Odom that Lechatchila, the Nikif would have agreed to be Nisayan one wall in order to have this project go forward of four walls. So that makes the Makif into a Yared Vishus. So merely, you only have to pay for one wall. But Amad Nikif, that means after the three walls were finished, the Nikif went and finished the job. Why did he do that? If the Makif's, I mean, if the Makif's not, you know, if it's not happening, do an Intirusa Bazuza in the fourth wall. You'll have three walls of Avonim, and then the fourth wall, you'll have an Intirusa Bazuza. The fact that he didn't do it is a Gili Das, that he's an Avonim person. He's not an Intirusa Bazuza person. So mainly he has to pay, he has to be Mishtak. There's one problem. Yeah, what we need to figure out is, there's one slight problem, which is, if there's a Gili Das, what did he build the fourth wall out of? Avonim. And we're saying it's a Gili Das, that that this is what he is. He's an Avonim guy. So he should have to pay, Megagno Vesakol, he should have to pay Avonim. But Chibur Rav says he only pays Mekana Bezel. Why does he only pay Mekana Bezel? If you're looking at his Gili Das, wasn't his Gili Das in Avonim? I don't know what's from Shadon. What about the Balamor? The Balamor is a whole different theory in why only pay for Amen Makif, why only pay for one wall. The Balamor says by Amen Makif, you only pay for one wall because Krayotzim are based in Zakre. So in the Balamor, we also have this problem. So what is it different if it's Amen Nikif? Totally different way. It presents itself totally differently in the Balamor. Well, how does Amen Nikif change that? If Amen Makif really should be chayav for all four walls, but Krayotzim are based in Zakre, 1, 2, 3, based in Patanim. So the fourth wall, he only has to pay for the fourth wall. He should have been paid for all four, but Krayotzim based in Zakai. So what's the difference of Amad Nikif? Fine, go die to the Nichalei from today till tomorrow. What does it matter? But he was Krayotzim, he based in Zakai. So where did this disappear to? Like how come Ayom and Makif, we say, you can't get tried, what is it? There's no double jeopardy. So how come Ayom and Nikif is any different? That's the question according to the Alamar. Yeah, we're going to share it very late. Okay, maybe this will leave for stay tuned. We'll have to deal with this in the bottom.
Thank you,
Eric. Could you say that within the time of